After this service, we will have a bring and share meal, and you are all welcome. If you haven't bought to share, it doesn't matter. We'll work it out. Upstairs, yes. Thank you. For pastoral news, I have nothing specific, so do remember all those who have been mentioned in the past or that you know personally. You may notice that we will be singing the Lord of the Dance in this service, and if you do feel inclined to dance, do join us at the back, where you won't be watched. And I just want to remind us that we have a lunchtime recital this coming Thursday at 12:30. Four friends of Heyun, all students at the Royal Academy of Music, will be playing works for flute and cello. You will find the full programme on the foyer notice board. Do come and support these exceptionally talented young musicians if you possibly can. Thank you.
Come, people of God, leave your homes and your places of refuge to meet together in this public place of prayer. For now is the time to cast aside your fears and rejoice at the coming of this new day. We join together to sing Now the Green, that's easy for you to say, Now the Green Blade, who knew? Now the Green Blade Rises.
Thank you.
Let us pray. When it was the evening of the day, first day of the week, and the doors of the house were locked, Jesus stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Lord, help us to recognize your presence with us now. And Jesus, bearing the scars on his hands and his side, came to meet the disciples. And as the disciples of Jesus now, he gives us his peace and bids us to come to him. Lord our God, we confess that sometimes we don't recognize you. Sometimes we try to hide from you. Sometimes we are hesitant to speak of you and slow to rejoice in your goodness. But open our eyes, Lord Jesus. Open our hearts to you and to one another. Open our lives to your love, a love which is eternal. Risen Christ, we give you thanks and praise. For yours is the glory. Alleluia. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not bring us into a trial, but deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory. So the first thing that happens is they go in the morning to the tomb. And then as the day progresses, they're still frightened, they're still locked away, and Richard Scorer will read the story of what happens next.
Jesus appears to his disciples. It was late that Sunday evening, and disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." One of the 12 disciples, Thomas, called the twin, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." Thomas said to them, "Unless I see the scars of the nails in his hands and put my fingers on those scars and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, the disciples were together again indoors, and Thomas was with them. The doors were locked, but Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. and look at my hands. Then stretch out my hand and put it in my side. Stop your doubting and believe. Thomas answered him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said to him, Do you believe because you see me? How happy are those who believe without seeing me? In his disciples' presence, Jesus performed many other miracles which are not written down in this book. But these have been written in order that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through your faith in him, you may have life. Amen.
So one of the great things about today is that people in churches all around the world produce things, and sometimes they're very generous and they put them on the internet. Sometimes, unfortunately, they just put them on their own website. This is something that a Presbyterian church in the USA has produced. Hurrah! But they've only put it on their website, so it might be a bit more, the expression is less slick than we are used to. But a word of prayer, please God, let the technology work, amen, is where we are. Martin, help! I tell you what, I'll keep talking, and when it clicks in, you'll go, shut up, Leslie. That's somebody else. Who's that? Look at me. Hello. What we're going to do is, after we've seen this, we're going to sing, and then we're going to divide into groups. If you stay here, you're going to find yourself discussing. That corner over there, you're going to find yourself discussing in Korean. If you're thinking about resurrection, and you... Nope, that's not what we want to hear. If you want to have some time thinking and praying, you go into the room that's sort of diagonally opposite. There's some material set out for you. And if you want to respond with some craft or with something written, or you want to write something strikes you, then you're heading into the hall and there's clipboards and there's pens and there's paper and there's a craft activity available to you. Okay? No, I don't know who these people are, but... No. Aha.
I've been told that God has made everything beautiful in its time, and he has put eternity into the hearts of men and women. I remember my daughter when she was still with us, young and eager. I remember a time when I was young too. My mind was sharp and my knees didn't ache. I had a clean conscience. I felt innocent. Things were good. How they were all intended to be, like a Garden of Eden. Now we are like glorious ruins, like statues or monuments of choice marble, hewn and chiseled and sanded as sons and daughters of God. We were made beautiful. And now that beauty seems to crumble. Glory feels just like a memory. But memories of Eden persist. Somehow I know this is not the way things are supposed to be. I long for restoration, the recreation of Eden. The story goes like this. God stooped, stretching downward. In order to restore us, he became one of us. The kingdom is here, he said as he went. Follow me to the Father. He wasn't what anyone expected. He didn't conquer Rome or become a king. He himself became a ruin, knowing our grief. And when he died, the world stood still. Evil laughed. Death smirked and swallowed. All hope was lost. the light of creation snuffed out.
Make no mistake, if he rose at all, it was as his body. If the cell's dissolution did not reverse, the molecule reknit, the amino acids rekindle, the church will fall. It was not as the flowers, each soft spring recurrent. It was not as his spirit in the mouths and fuddled eyes of the 11 apostles. It was as his flesh, ours. The same hinged thumbs and toes, the same valved heart that pierced, died, withered, paused, and then regathered out of enduring might, new strength to enclose. The stone is rolled back, not paper mache, not a stone in a story, but the vast rock of materiality that in the slow grinding of time will eclipse for each of us the wide light of day. And if we have an angel at the tomb, make it a real angel. Weighty with Max Planck's quanta, vivid with hair, opaque in the dawn light, robed in real linen spun on a definite loom. Let us not seek to make it less monstrous for our own convenience or our own sense of beauty, lest, awakened in one unthinkable hour, we are embarrassed by the miracle and crushed by remonstrance.
Jesus told us to wait for the promised restoration. All the broken will be healed, everything will be made new, and there will be no corruption. And I will see my little Caris again. She died so long ago. Together, along with all this creation, I eagerly await our redemption and the restoration of these bodies. Together. Together, we will see Jesus, our champion. He was the first of the resurrection. He is alive. For now, we see just part of the kingdom, as though we are looking through a glass darkly. But soon, we will see him again, face to face.
Thank you. Thank you, techie people. Hope your heart rate is now back down. We're going to sing Lord of the Dance, and we've got some shakers. We need some shaking. Oh, no, just give us a minute to put the shakers out. Grab a shaker. Come on, come and have a shaker. Good. I'll tip myself. Come here. It's yours. That's yours. That's yours. Just. Equipped dancers at the back, don't leave Martin by himself. Come on, dancers at the back, beautiful. you. Behave yourselves and sit yourselves down. Right, here we go. So these are the options, brothers and sisters. If you stay where you are, you're going to find yourself discussing. If you go out that door and you go to the little room that's ahead of you, you'll find some material, some music for quietness and reflection. If you feel inclined to respond, head into the hall where there is stuff for craft activity. There's also clipboards and pens for people to write. There's material for people to draw. Okay? Three, and if you want to speak in Korean, I suggest you gather in that corner over there, which means Anne and Janine, you've got a bit of a challenge heading your way. Are you ready? Three, two, one. Move, 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 move. Go, 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 go. Right, brothers and sisters, this is what I want you to discuss. The first thing I want you to do is I want you to tell each other your names. And the second thing I want you to do is to say, what does resurrection mean to you? Yep. Yeah. I think we could do with a group here. So I'm bringing people back in, if you'd like to. Move your conversations on. Finish your dancing. Do it. Come on, Alan, you've got dancing written all over you, I can tell. Jenna, you've got dancing written all over you. Right, brothers and sisters. I wonder whether in all your conversation, or your writings, or your reflection, you have got something that you could share with the rest of us. It might be that you heard something said by somebody else. That's a good tip. Nitpicking. Resurrection. Yes, of course. I'm a Christian. Have I any problems? It's about the physical body. Because he wasn't recognized people who knew him well. In the tomb, he was wrapped in a cloth. Did he get dressed? He went through closed doors. After all, he was part of God. I'll accept that. But there was something ethereal about it. I can't really enjoy the Saturday. Where was he? Still available to us? The Holy Spirit hadn't yet descended. We're just left to work out God. Were we just left without God? Anybody, what does the resurrection?
I wrote a prayer. Dear Jesus, you rose from the dead. Not just so that we could all shout and cheer and be amazed. You rose so that our lives could be different. With you, those of us who have little or no hope can dream of a new life where hope has no limits. And this dream can come to reality as you live in us and we in you. Jesus, the resurrection and renewal that you experienced at Easter is available to us through you. Help us to be willing to face the pain that often precedes our transformation and renewal. Help us to hang in there and trust you when our lives are bleak. Help us to receive and accept your limitless love. Help us to feel your arms around us and trust in the transformation and renewal you want to give us. Amen.
Amen.
If anybody has got anything that we could have for church news, that would be great. So we join to sing. Were you there when they crucified my Lord? Tremble, tremble. Were you?
to shine. Were you there when they laid him in the tomb? Were you there when they laid him in the tomb?
Twice a year at the moment, might do it more, but at the moment twice a year we have 24 hours of prayer and various people lead an hour. And Catherine, who is my PA but also manages this building, she led one of the hours. And she produced some prayers which I thought were, the Holy Spirit spoke to me through them, and so I thought we would share with all the rest of us. And that's what we're going to do now. These are prayers that Catherine has written. I've taught it up. But this is Catherine's work. So we join together to pray. Let us pray.
In Matthew, verse 5:46-47, it's said in the Bible, "Why should God reward you if you love only the people who love you? Even the tax collectors do that. And if you speak only to your friends, have you done anything out of the ordinary? Even the pagans do that."
We should display the welcoming attitude of God. This building is used by many people with different circumstances and for a number of different reasons.
Our Father who provides for our needs, we pray that you would help us to love our neighbours by using these church buildings to help meet their needs. We remember how you promise to provide all we need as we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. I pray that God will lead and guide us when there are conflicts of interests, differences of opinion, and opportunities that are challenging. I pray that it would be a place that enables us to reach out to those who do not know Jesus, that we would be able to welcome more people and provide more opportunities for relationships to be built. Lord, may we remember how hard it is to come into church for the first time and to keep coming. Let us focus on building a church community that can include the inquirer and the newcomer.
Our building is also used by people as a place to work. On our first and second floors, we have four different organizations that lease office space. There are also the groups who use this building for training and workshops. We have orchestras and choirs, pensioner groups, children groups. We have council meetings and events, AFC and NHS events, and that the list goes on. The majority of these groups offer something, either emotional, physical, or cultural, in supporting individuals of the community.
Bethany's Children's Trust is dedicated to mobilizing Christians to respond to the needs of vulnerable children. Their vision is to see the worldwide church leading the way in building a local and global society where children at risk are loved, safe, nurtured, and free to reach the God-given potential. To achieve this, we partner with church-led community-based projects, helping to restore the lives of some of the world's most marginalised children. The other organisations are Helmar, Twin, and GNK Global.
Glorious God, we humbly ask that you would direct and prosper all that we do in these buildings to advance your glory, the building up of the church and of our good community. We know that you have shown us the path of life. You fill us with the joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. May you show those who enter our buildings the path to eternal life and the joy you give.
Other people who work in this building are doing so as employees or volunteers of the church. The church staff comprises of two ministers, youth and family worker, center manager, premises assistant, and operations assistant. Along with these people are our volunteers who help with stewarding, listening, the church elders, and the management group. Enabling people to use their gifts to serve others takes care and thought. Effective communication is of ever-increasing importance.
In 1 Peter 4:10, Scripture says, "Each one as a good manager of God's different gifts must be used for the good of others, the special gift he has received from God." We pray that our church leaders will always be prayerful, putting themselves humbly under the word of God as they lead. That the staff here will have wisdom and compassion when faced with difficult behaviour, desperate situations, and circumstances that take us out of our comfort zone. We pray that staff and core groups here will show unity, patience, and tolerance of one another. That our structures and organisations will enable us all to flourish as a church body, using the gifts we have been given for the good of others. We pray that we will find new and creative ways of making sure we feel connected, know what's going on, and can participate in the life of the church.
Our foyer can be a place for friendships, warmth, safety, companionship, and healing for people. It can also be a place people come to feed themselves, take a shower, or warm up after a night slept on the streets. There is a mixture of homeless people, people with mental or physical illnesses, and those who are lonely. We may not always feel like we have anything in common with some people, or that we are uncomfortable chatting with them. Like us, all these people are children of God.
In Matthew 25, verses 35 to 36, the scripture says, I was hungry, and you fed me. Thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you received me in your homes. Naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you took care of me. In prison, you visited me.
Loving Father, we pray that as we seek to serve our community with this building, you would enlarge our vision and give us many and varied and different opportunities to love our neighbour with this building as we want to be loved. For you demonstrated your own love for us by sending Jesus to die for us whilst we were still sinners. Lord, as this service comes to an end, we finish by saying thank you. Thank you for his church. Thank you for the foyer, the offices and halls. Thank you for every person who spends a part of their day in this place.
Some people visit our foyer almost daily as a place to connect with other people. It is a place where they are safe and welcomed and have time to be sociable. Being isolated is very dangerous for human beings. Lord, thank you for a place where people can feel loved and welcome. Help us to cherish and develop this ministry. We pray for those who come regularly into our foyer. We thank you for the development of times of worship and the new, stronger relationships. Thank you, God, for all the gifts you give us. May we use them in a way that is to praise your glory. Amen.
Amen.
And we continue our worship as we make our offering. So let's pray. O Triune God, calling us to an ever closer union with you and each other, bind us together in heart and mind and soul. Teach us to give cheerfully and willingly, that our common life together may speak of your radical love, that our actions proclaim the risen Lord, and our church meets the needs of those in our communities. Lord, we pray. Amen. Seem Aaron's got lost, but apart from that, anybody got anything to show us? I knew where you were. Jesus transforms us. I've got no worth and loneliness through to joy and peace. Jesus changes us. Oh, nice. From being sad to being happy. Jesus changes us from being angry, frightened, afraid, selfish, to being happy, at peace, generous. Woo, good stuff. Thank you. Jesus changes us from a pink scribble to another pink scribble. Beautiful. Thank you very much. Jesus changes us from sad, joy, happy. Beautiful. Thank you. You can put it up there. You can take it away. Great. Thank you very much. Thank you. Lovely. Make sure you take those home with you. Oh, Esther, you look like you've worked hard. We're going to sing the final hymn. It's got four verses. It's got a chorus. All the time, we all sing the chorus. All the time. What do we all sing? Beautiful. First verse, we all sing it. Second verse, just you gang. But we all sing the chorus. Third verse, just you gang. But we all sing the chorus. Fourth verse, everybody together, and then we beautiful, we join to sing. You could shake. I have a bit of overweight on. May
the God who is our delight and our joy. Bless us with life and growth. Embrace us with shelter and protection. And dance with us along life's way, now and through all our days. And all God's people said,
thank you.